Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. We want to bring you some edification today, and we are thankful for another day to serve the Lord.
We are.
And we did have a good day. It was a busy day. Rainy, stormy day.
I had a nice little walk in the morning with the umbrella. I actually made a little walking video with flowers and stuff.
You're going to put that at the top?
Yep, I'm going to put that at the top. It was just a little walk. It was peaceful.
And then it rained. It got 2 inches here, and some of the roads out in front by us flooded.
It was crazy.
We were in a marketplace, and some of the roads flooded. And, so we want to bring you some edification today. I guess a couple things from our day. First of all, we got our preaches up. We put up 3 preaches. You can check them out. I think Sister Am will have them linked.
Yeah.
An art preach, the seafood preach, and then just downtown preaching, just a bunch of videos and audios to edify you. So that was awesome. Glad we were able to preach yesterday because of that nasty weather that rolled in today.
Right.
We were in a marketplace working, and I thought this was interesting. We're meeting with Brothers Ellis and Sister Carr and their kids, and we had kind of a meeting. We were talking about some things. And this older man who was like the janitor at McDonald's, I loved it. Older man, maybe 65, 70, older than me, was standing there, and he said, "I like what you're saying." And I said, "What do you mean you like what you're saying? You like what we're saying?" He goes, "You're talking about the Lord, right?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You can overhear me, right?" And he said, "Yeah." He goes, "I got to say," he goes, he pointed to his ears. He goes, "It's going in my ears." He goes, "And then it's going right here." And he pointed to his heart. That was really nice. So he gave him a gospel card. Yeah. We encouraged him. And he probably was encouraged to hear some people talking about the things of God rather than worldly, carnal things and all that.
Right. You know, a lot of people are really ashamed, you know, or afraid or embarrassed when you say Christ or God or Jesus or anything out loud or anybody else can hear it because they're so used to either doing it in church or talking real soft because they don't want to offend anybody.
So but we're just open about
it. Freely of it. And for him to hear it, he's like, "I like that."
So that was awesome. So, and then I met another man that I'd witnessed to before. So I got to talk to him a little bit in the marketplace and encourage him on. So, yeah, it was a good day. We got a bunch of stuff uploaded, and we had, later today, we had a call with a seeker man, and young Brother Cool helped me with him, and he did a great job. Brother Cool did a great job encouraging him, and this man is not much older than Brother Cool. I think this man is 33, 34. Brother Cool is like 27, I think. And this man asked for help in 2 areas of his life that he's a beginning seeker. 2 areas of his life that he thinks he'll need the most help in. One was his dealing with and maybe leaving family members. So what do you say about that, Sister Am? You heard the call. You heard Brother Kuo. You and I have lost our family members. Our parents were gone from us long years before they died. They're still separated from us. Family, friends separate us because they don't want Christ. They want the world. They want false religion. What would you say about that to somebody? What would you say to a woman about losing your family over Christ?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's what he commands us to do. And it's something that we do because the scriptures say so and because we love him. And then as you do that and you follow through on it and you begin walking holy and you become more mature, and the further away from that that you get, the more you understand why we're supposed to do it.
Amen.
It's because we're the called out ecclesia. He came to divide us from those who do not want to serve him or aren't at that time.
Yeah.
And so then what you'll notice is freedom. You know, it's hard to fathom freedom from your mom, who you love. But yet once you're maturing and you're walking in Christ and you're sharing the gospel, you might look back at mom and you're going to go, "Wow, she's worldly, she's carnal.
She's an enemy.
Yeah, she doesn't love the Lord. She brought strife in my life. I had to constantly try to keep protecting myself whenever I was around her. I was making excuses. I was using up time that I could be doing things productive for the Lord." So just keep that in mind as you're going through separations with people that you love in the flesh. As you grow and mature, you're going to learn how to love in the spirit. And that will be, you know, God gets to pick the family that you belong to.
Yeah.
And it's not flesh. It's going to be spirit.
Yeah.
And God creates his family, so that's the one you're going to be a part of. Whether you get to see it all, the people, or not, we're working to be joined with our spiritual family someday right. with him.
Yeah, in eternity. Yeah, that's a good point. And so that is one of the hardest things people have to deal with. And I explained to this man, it's a changing of allegiance. And that is your allegiance is to God. Your allegiance is his ways. Your allegiance is to his people. And as you draw close to God, he gives you the ability, your desire, your love, your commitment for the things of the world and the worldly people, even family, dies away.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you begin to see much clearer.
Yeah.
So he saw that, and it all made sense to him, especially with people. Obviously, the only family members you have to separate from are people that are claiming to be of Christ. If everyone else lets you live who you are, you don't have to separate from them. There's not much you're going to have in common with worldly family members that don't want to hear the gospel, and they want to watch TV, smoke and drink, and cuss. You're not going to have much in common with them.
Mm-mm.
And so it's a natural separation.
And we've noticed that, I would say probably 98% of the time, I'm just picking a number, people all leave us.
Yeah, they separate from us.
It's a small percentage that you got to draw the line right. and biblically separate
yeah.
from the
Yeah, some become workers of Satan and want to be in your life to bring a lot yep. of stuff, and you got to put them out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was one area. And then the other area was one we were going to talk about a little bit. He said, one area is, how do I love my neighbor who's a problem? And he told us a little story about him and this neighbor that they don't get along. And the neighbor, I guess, calls the police on him for just little minor things. And he did admit, he said he did a couple things just to get under his neighbor's skin. He said, how do I deal with
nothing
him?
Nothing really bad or anything.
No, it was nothing real bad. It was just like, okay, revving his car.
Annoying.
He revved his car a few times with loud pipes. And he said, let him have that. And he said, I feel bad about that, and I repent of that.
Yeah.
This was before he was committing to follow Christ and everything. Right. But anyway, he talked about, how do I love my neighbor? And what I gave him the counsel was, God tells us to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, love our neighbors ourselves. So Brother Kuo was very good at telling him about overcoming evil with good. So if that neighbor is evil to you, we were saying, write him a letter. Say, hey, I'm taking my faith serious. I love you as a person. I'm sorry we got off on the wrong foot. Forgive me as I forgive you. Can we start over? And I said, then maybe buy a box of donuts and put them on his door and say, hope you have a nice day. If you see him, wave to him and say, hope you're doing well today. Do everything you can to be nice. Keep coals on his head. And Paul says, if possible, live mm-hmm. at peace with all men.
Peace, yeah.
We know you're not, this man might hate you the rest of his life and he don't care what you do nice. Okay.
Right.
You did your best for God's glory.
Yeah.
What do you say about that, Sister Amon? I know you have some scriptures we talked about.
Yeah, I do.
And then,
that's a hard thing to do, you know, loving enemies, because we're not supposed to overcome evil with evil. We're
right.
to overcome it with good.
Yeah.
And that's a big flesh killer.
Yeah.
It might be easy to do it with your neighbor, you know, easier because you don't have to live with them. But how about if it's a spouse?
Yeah.
And they do a lot of evil things, maybe whether they're
good
believers
point.
And they just get in their flesh and they're disobedient, or they're an unbeliever.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with that. That's a hard one, because you can see how this person is all the time. And so it doesn't yeah. matter. God's word says we're supposed to do what we do and be responsible for our own selves.
Amen.
So some encouragement for you, sisters. I was going to read Romans 12, 20 and 21. Therefore, if then thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him a drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about.
That's awesome.
Doing that. So that could be like you just said, you know, bring a box of donuts. If you've got somebody in your household, maybe you're taking care of somebody or you're living with somebody, and that's the situation that it is and you have to deal with them. Got to remember, bite your tongue.
Yeah.
Be a good witness. Be joyous and content and thankful in the Lord, and maybe make them a cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
Yeah, a lot of times it might not be what you should do. It might be what you shouldn't do.
That's true.
Like
true.
That, meaning don't rev your car just to get back at him. Don't try to find ways to get even with him. Don't try to make his life miserable. Maybe the best way you can love somebody is not by doing anything evil
by
against them.
By not doing something back,
But
yeah.
the donuts are nice. A nice letter is nice. You know, telling him, if I ever can help you with anything, let me know. And you never know, you might actually win that person back to at least be cordial with you.
Well, it does say that a soft answer turns away wrath.
Yep.
You know, so ponder yourself in the situation if you're in the flesh.
Yeah.
How would you want somebody to treat you, and how would it convict you?
Yeah.
You just were mean to somebody, and then all of a sudden they're really nice to you, and you're like, wow, you see light and dark in the contrast there. It should really pierce your heart.
I shared with him when I get angry mockers in my face that I think, or they sometimes they say, I'll punch you. I put my hands up and I go, hey, sir, why do you act this way? I love you. Why would you do that? I love you. Mm-hmm. And usually they put their fist down and they look really frustrated because it's really hard to hit somebody who's telling you they love him, that they love you. One day it might happen. They might hit me that way.
They still want to do it. They still, but with people watching, they think, how can I punch somebody that just said they love me? It's like,
they would rather have me want to fight them.
You kind of just poke the air out of the balloon.
Exactly. That's what we're supposed to do. That's heaping the hot coals.
Heaping the coals, because it kind of simmers them down.
Yep, it does. They walk away and go, can't get to him.
Yeah.
Thought he wanted to fight me. I thought I could goad him into a fight. He just loved on me. Didn't work.
Who knows? Maybe some of them turn away and they're like, yeah, I was kind of being a
jerk.
Fool. Yeah, I didn't know if I should use that.
I've been a jerk in my past life. I know what it is.
I know. When I say I know, I mean I know I have been too.
Yeah, amen.
I wasn't saying I know you have
been. I got it.
Well, I know you have been, but you know I've been too.
Yep, we were a lot of things in our life before Christ. We don't even want to talk about that.
No, huh?
He rescued us.
He did.
Amen.
I love that every day. I always know that, and I'm thankful.
What's that other verse we talked about?
I was going to read Matthew 5, 43 through 48.
Oh, yeah, the Sermon on the Mount.
Ye have heard it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Yeah.
Wow, what a shaming thing for them.
Yeah.
You just love them, you're just like the Pharisees, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so much for partiality, which God hates.
Yeah, he does.
You know, like that. So that's a tall order. And yeah, praying for those that persecute you, that's a hard one. Like, I think of Stephen when he was about to be stoned and he said, hold us not to their charge, they know not what they do. I mean, that takes a big, big person with their eyes on eternity, not on their eyes on the people that are about to kill them.
That's what I want to be. I want to be all about Christ,
right?
And I want to be like he was.
Yeah, amen. So I thought those were good questions that this man wants to overcome. And yeah, those are big things to overcome. And you'll have to work on those the rest of your life. But God gives us the power to do it in the Spirit.
And you know what? Might be hard things to do, but so what? Endure hardness like a good soldier.
It's our reasonable service.
It is. Yeah.
I think that's all we really had tonight, other than scriptures that we want to share. I have some scripture, and Sister Emma has some other scriptures she wants to share.
I have 2 Timothy 2:11-13. Want me to do mine?
Go for it.
Yours? Oh, okay. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself.
I like that. Yeah. Let us be faithful and not deny the things of God.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I wanted to read Matthew 16:25-27. Me and Brother Cool were talking with this man about this. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what a man profit if he gain the whole world and loseth his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. So we don't work our way for salvation, but we do have a reward coming, and works are part of our saving faith. It proves we're of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. I love that, because I know you use it on the streets a lot, too. What is it going to gain you if you get the whole world and lose your soul?
Yeah.
I ask people walking by, what are you doing here wasting your life?
Yeah.
This isn't about food and drink and music and entertainment. You're going to lose your soul seeking after that which is temporal.
At the last preach, I was asking people, what is the world offering you that's eternal? It's nothing. Huh. There's nothing eternal in this life.
No.
In this world, in Satan's kingdom. It's all temporary pleasure. It's all corruptible, and we like to, that's why we go and preach, and we're just pointing the same message, lifting up Christ, telling the good news, calling them to repentance, showing them, yep, your sin is outside of God so they understand it, and then telling them the good news and warning about the severity and the wrath that's coming. It's just the same message that everybody out in the world needs.
Right.
They need the call to repent and come to Christ. He's their only hope.
Amen.
And what a joy we get to do it.
Oh, I know.
It's awesome. Tomorrow, It looks like the rain might have cleared out, and I got to check the weather. We may have a preach tomorrow morning. We may go and stand outside of church somewhere tomorrow morning. So
let's see.
Yeah, we're going to go and see how that all works out. So that's where we're going to leave it right now. Looking forward to whatever the Lord has for us. We hope that you are seeking the kingdom. Love God. Love your neighbor. Strive with all that you are. That's the fruit that you're really of him. Check your fruit. How's your fruit as a follower of Christ? Is it little? Jesus said in John 15, we should bear much fruit.
Amen.
All right, we love you all. Till next time.
May God be praised.